This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Welcome to the Journal of Neurosurgery podcast for April 13, 2012. I'm Natalie Pinchem. The topics of the articles featured in this podcast are oncology and neurosurgical history. Occult tumors presenting with negative imaging, analysis of the literature. A review article by Prashant Chittiboyna and colleagues. In December 2010, a 63-year-old man presented with new-onset seizures and imaging findings consistent with a small left frontal cavernoma. Anti-seizure medication and follow-up imaging in approximately 3 months were advised. Prior to scheduled repeat imaging, the patient presented with altered mental status and a large left frontal mass. Resection revealed glioblastoma multiforme. Such cases of occult brain tumors that are not visible on initial imaging have confounded clinicians for decades. The authors of this study were intrigued and performed a literature review to further investigate occult tumors. By analyzing previous reports of occult brain tumors in the literature, they found that patients averaged 50 years of age, with a median age of 58 years. Seizures were the presenting symptom in 60% of cases. Patients with seizures and glioblastoma had a significantly shorter time to diagnosis of 3.2 months without a significant change in overall time to diagnosis, despite the introduction of MR imaging. Glioblastoma was also found more frequently in patients with seizures. These data support the clinical validity of repeat imaging at 3 months for patients presenting with new-onset seizures. The authors recommend further investigation of occult tumors in a well-designed prospective study. Magnetic resonance imaging and aneurysm clips, a review article by Joseph McFadden. The problem of implanted metals causing tissue damage by movement in patients exposed to MRI fields has produced a confusing welter of erroneous pseudoscientific publications about magnetics, metals, medical equipment, and tissue compatibility. Quite simply, among the devices made for implantation, only those fabricated of stainless steel have the ferromagnetic properties capable of causing such accidents. While chairing the neurosurgical committee assigned to the task of establishing neurosurgical standards at the American Society of Testing and Materials, the author introduced the basic design of the modern aneurysm clip in the late 1960s. The aneurysm clip designed was made of a cobalt nickel alloy as an improvement over steel. In this article, the author exposes flawed information and offers clear guidelines for avoiding trouble. Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group podcasts are contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. You can also follow the Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group on Twitter and now also on Facebook. To read articles published this week in any of our journals, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org.